Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Just like we know what we're doing.
I'm telling you, I feel like the first show back, something happened with the camera.
Yeah.
I think somebody called in. I don't know if I have to put it on Do Not Disturb. I don't know. I'm not like the best tech guy in the world, but last week's show went fine and got to upload it quick. But anyway, what are we talking about? Welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Christofoli Foo.
Yeah, show number 40.
Number 40.
So at what point, when did we do our first show?
What month? With the number or the month? March. I remember it was March Madness.
Wow, so it's been a year.
When we did our very first show, yeah, I remember it was March Madness.
So technically we're in season two.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yep.
Interesting.
40 shows, yeah.
I got to go back. So 30. So it seems like we did 37 shows in season one, I would say.
Yes.
And then cranked back up, but we cranked back up a little later. So we're in season two of the Doodoo and Foo Show. How funny. Somebody, a worker here, asked me yesterday, what's your setup up there? What's the headsets and the microphones? And, you know, they're all curious down there. They know pretty much when you come in, they know the show's about to happen,
the kid
right?
downstairs, yeah.
Yeah. But show number 40. So we got some names. To be honest, well, we're going to talk about the fasting in a minute. My brain is cloudy right now.
That happens.
I'm fasting.
Yep.
Usually, when I fast, things go great. I feel just different this time. I don't know why. I'm trying to figure it out. We talked a little bit before why, but yeah, I'm all over the place mentally. So you're carrying
water.
Us today.
Need more water.
Yeah, I know. Like, look at this.
There you go.
Hydrating. So before we get into show number 40, you have an update that your dad gave us.
Yeah, we were talking about Dave Parker last week, number 39, the Cobra, and Faith asked, well, why did they call him the Cobra?
Yeah.
Right? Dad says, right, when he got in the box, if you remember the way he batted, he got in the box and the wiggle and every other thing,
yep.
like the Cobra, with his size, his power,
interesting.
His sting and everything, yeah, and that little wiggle, the Cobra.
Wow.
Dad says that's why they call him the Cobra.
All right, good looking out, Dad.
Yeah.
That's a good piece of advice. That was a great question by Faith.
Oh, great question, yeah.
Sometimes we have nicknames, you don't even know why,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, we have pretty... We talked about our nicknames. They're pretty, they mean something. But now we know what the Cobra means.
Yeah.
So show 40, we were at our friend Kelly's house for dinner a couple nights ago. I think it was just after the last show. And Dino Raja is the one that I pulled.
You came up with Dino Raja.
Raja. 40. That's a Celtic fan right
that's
there.
40, yeah.
So what do you got? Give us some 40s.
I came up with Gale Sayers.
Oh, Gale Sayers.
Right? What was it? The Kansas Comet, right?
Wow.
Is that where
we
went, right?
Holy
Speaking
smokes.
Of nicknames.
Yeah.
And Sean Kemp.
Sean Kemp.
And that's all
man.
I could come up with. Still from when we talked about it, that's all I could still come up with.
Sean Kemp is a big one. Dino Raja, that's a kind of quirky one. I feel like we're missing somebody big in basketball. I feel like 40's got a couple people. What number was Tayshaun Prince? Nah, he wasn't 40.
40 something, maybe? I don't know.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we got three. Pretty good names. I mean, Dino Roger was, you know.
Well, you Celtic, you remember it. It's like, if I can that's what I try to do, is I just try to remember.
Rick Fox?
He may have, 44 maybe.
44.
Does that make sense? I don't know. He's 40 something also, I think.
44. I should have held on to that one.
Kurt Thomas for the Knicks, right? See, that's what I try to do is think of the teams, teams I root for.
Yeah.
And if something rings
Kurt
a bell.
Kurt Thomas was 40? I think he might have been.
He played for so many. He played for a few teams.
He certainly did. Yeah.
So I'm trying to think. Yeah, but yeah.
Yep. Well, we just had some food from
Lumberjacks.
Never heard of it in my life. I thought you were making it up when I said, so what are we eating today? You said Lumberjacks. I'm like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. And they said it's a California chain.
Yeah, Northern California. She said there's a lot up there, only one in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Dan, every time I come down Craig Road, I'm seeing a new restaurant.
Craig Road is.
And that's how I discovered Lumberjacks.
If you live in Vegas and you're tired of eating the same thing, come down to Craig Road in North Las Vegas, because you drive about 5 miles, you're going to see 10,000 places to eat.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many food establishments there are. Yeah. It was good, though. We had some cheese chicken, some bread, open-faced turkey sandwich, mashed potatoes, some cranberry sauce.
Vegetables. Barbecue sauce on the side.
I said it was good. I'd say it was in the 8 range, maybe 7.75. Seven, eight.
Chicken was good, man.
Just a tiny bit salty, and we were talking. Yeah. Hey, everybody just puts too much salt in their stuff, man.
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Yeah,
it's like too you much. Said, you can add it later. You can't take it
can't
out.
Take it out
everywhere. Everywhere.
Everybody does it.
I think it's become normal.
Yeah.
Like how much salt people cook with. It's unbelievable. But
it was good.
I said it reminded me a little bit of home. My mom used to make something similar, the turkey open face sandwich, and the bread actually looked like bread when I was a kid, and she used to call it S-H-I on a shingle, and you never knew what she was going to put on that shingle, that piece of bread. And a lot of times it was turkey, and that was her go-to meal, just to make it happen for however many kids were at our house, because there was always a million kids. That was good. That was tasty.
That was good.
I don't know if we talked about it last week. I don't think we talked about it on the air, but obviously we had Faith last week.
Yep.
Did great. Again, rehashing the story on how much she's improved. It's probably one of the best in all the years I've coached. She's one of the top players. And she's getting ready to go. Super excited and proud of her. But we were going to have Adrian on today. What I did is I talked to all the sophomores that are going on and playing.
Yeah.
And I said, let's get you guys on the podcast. And some of them were like, yay. Some of them were like, and Adrian said yes right away. But she leaves in the morning for Cal State Bakersfield.
Yeah.
So she has to report for summer basketball. And you know how that is, man. When you're packing, you think you have 18 hours or 26 hours, and all of a sudden you're down to the wire. So she texted me late last night and said, she's like, I don't want to miss it. Is there any way we could move it up?
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, Mike's got to, you know, we got stuff.
I had an appointment, man. Yep. Yeah, of all days, but.
So she's going for, I think, 3 or 4 weeks, and then she'll come back for a little bit. And I said, when you come back, see if we can get you on the show. So,
absolutely.
Adrian's one of those kids, too. Just want to give her flowers like we did Faith. Adrian's one of those kids that I think I've told the story maybe once or twice in the show. Maybe I haven't. I saw her as a sophomore playing AAU. The big hair, the knee pads, diving all over the place. Yeah. As a sophomore in high school, I think she was playing for the Storm. And we were there to watch a bunch of different people. And I'm like, how old is that girl? And they said sophomore. Like, don't worry about her, sophomore. And I'm like, nah, she's playing for me at CSN. Yeah. Like, I've told her the story a couple times. There's been a couple people in my life that I went, watched them play, and called it. One time, I was a MVP at UNLV women's basketball, Shamila Hampton.
Okay.
She was playing back with a previous coach. This is a long time ago. And Julie and I went to a Rebel game, and Shamila Hampton was a beast on the court. I'm talking like, I don't even know who to compare it to. A little bit of Angel Reese, a little bit more skilled, in my opinion, like skilled around the basket, but just long, aggressive, rebounding, I'm watching her play, and I had just started like a semi-pro women's team. my point guard is Coach Lori Bird. And I look over at Julie and I said, "See that girl right there? She was like number 45 or something like that." Julie's like, "Yeah, yeah." I said, "She's going to play for me on my semi-pro team." And she's like, "Okay." Yeah. Well, not only did she play for me, three of the girls from that team played for me. Three, Shannon Ober, Rocky, Raquel Jupiter, just great people. I think there was actually maybe even a fourth. But yeah, that's my Adrian story. Back to Adrian, as I saw her sophomore year and I left that gym going, she's playing for us. Senior year was a little bit of a struggle recruiting her. She wasn't sure what she wanted to do or was going to do or offers and whatnot. But I think coming here was a great choice for her. She had a very strong freshman year, a kind of an in and out sophomore year. She had some injuries.
Banged up.
But she's doing right now what Paige Grant did. Is any training, any open gym, she looks like a million bucks. Yeah. And it's like that feeling when you signed your scholarship, you're going to play Division I or Division II, but you're going to play in college. And she's just, I watched her last night in some of the drills and they were doing last night. She was finishing tough finishes. So excited for Adrian. We'll see who we can get on. Let's see. We got Kayla.
Yep.
We got potentially Selena. She'd be a hoot.
Sure.
And then, of course, Bree. Bree Mendez, right? And then we've had Faith. And, that would be all five of our sophomores.
Even if Braylon wanted to come on, too.
Yeah, Bray.
Bray can come on. Bray's, absolutely.
Of course, always invited. Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
So, stick with basketball a little bit. NBA Summer League coming up.
Yep.
Do you go to any of the games?
No.
Do you have any interest in going?
Yeah, maybe. Depends on the work schedule and if anything going on like today with an appointment, you know what I mean? But just depends. I mean, I'm right there, right? It depends on the time if I'm working. I work right by the Thomas and Mac, so that could happen.
Doesn't intrigue me. It's crazy. Like, I used to go religiously, especially when I was doing like the ABA and trying to schmooze and get to know people, and guys are getting cut, trying to pick them up. And I know coaches. My old college coach was coaching the Clippers at one point. And my buddy Sean Fine from Cape Cod is going to be here. He's a good friend from years ago. He's going to be coaching the Clippers again. Yeah. And but man, it just...
My biggest interest would be if there were guys from Syracuse there.
Yeah.
I guess that would be, like you said, probably could be the only reason why I would go to the summer leagues is if there were some Syracuse guys there.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah. It's pretty interesting here at CSN that we got two that I know of, but two summer league teams will come in and practice. They start, I think they start Friday, maybe Thursday or Friday, and they'll be here for two solid weeks.
Oh, good.
And they come in and last year, Colin Sexton was in here and what's his name? John that just got traded to the Clippers. Who's the power forward there?
I missed that trade. I didn't see that.
John Collins.
Oh, John Collins.
John Collins. And then, of course, the young guys that they're working out, but then the vets will pop through, and it's pretty cool. And my phone actually legitimately has exploded. It has blown up because so many trainers want to get in here and work their guys out. And we send them to Andrea downstairs and say, you got to go through. Because it's overwhelming how many people, call. It's nice. I appreciate it because we're one of the, obviously UNLV is being used because that's the summer league. Tons of high schools. But we're a very small gym, a very secluded, there's not a bunch of kids walking around. It's shut down. It's quiet. It's private. So it's cool for me because I get to sit and watch some of their workouts and meet some players and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Summer league. So, I'm going to check this camera to make sure it's still working.
This is a big show. Still running.
Looks like we're all right. Looks like we're okay. CC, who's that? CC, Alana Connor.
Ah, there we go. Oh, they're on. Good.
I don't know if they're still on, but they were
very
on.
Good. All right, that's cool.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
My goal, I think we talked to Faith a little bit about it. My goal is to move the show over to Twitch, which is a platform where you can record and it puts it out to other platforms, right? Yeah. And I just got to work on a little bit of camera stuff. You can use phones like we use here. I want to get to the... Bring this thing for season two. Let's bring it
there
to the next level.
That's
right?
It. That's
I think
right.
We got it hooked up. We've had Paulie here. We have had Alana Connor. We've had a couple guests, and that third mic has worked well. And NBA Summer League, check. Let's stay with the NBA.
Yeah.
Give me a one sentence or a one thought on these.
Okay.
Lonzo Ball to the Cavs.
Yeah. Okay.
Can I share a story?
Yes.
Lonzo, remember when he came in with the Lakers to the summer league? Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yes.
And remember he got MVP and he went crazy, right? Do you remember his first game? Laid an egg.
I don't remember. Okay, there you go.
I get a phone call after that game. Hey, we'd like to use your gym. For who? I always ask for who. Lonzo Ball. Didn't have a great game. Wants to get right in the gym. Nowhere to go. Called me. Said, let's go. I bring Trent down. There's a picture.
Yeah,
I got Trent and him with a picture.
Show me that, yeah.
Trent looks like a Ball brother himself. But we get Lonzo in. He works out. Keep it quiet again. Keep it down low. It was about a two-hour workout. And then the next day, he had a triple-double. So, I don't know. I'm just saying maybe it had something to do with my gym. Maybe it didn't.
I had the right trainer.
Yeah, the right. Well, I didn't train him. But Ayton to the Lakers.
Yeah, same thing. Okay. We'll see what happens. Like I said, I seen him play out here when he was with Arizona at a UNLV game. And the year, it was his last year. I don't know. Did he come out as a freshman or sophomore? Whatever.
Sophomore.
So it was his sophomore year because he was projected number one pick overall, which he was.
Yep.
Maybe he had a bad game in the game I went to, but I wasn't impressed.
Here's my take. I think he's got something to prove. And if he's got the right people in his corner pushing him and letting him know.
Sure.
Then I don't want to say he's going to have a huge year, but he's gifted enough.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
You're not asking somebody to do something they can't do. He can do everything that he's going to be asked to do. And he is a big dude, man.
No, he's got some size.
He's a space eater.
Sure.
And a decent rim protector, a shot blocker, can finish, a nice little mid-range. I don't know. I'm not a huge Lakers fan. Sorry, Coach Lee. But I think it's not a bad pickup for him. I think they probably wanted to do a little bit better in that center position, but with what's out there, I don't think if they can get him to play motivated, he might be all right. AD to Houston. I mean to Houston.
Houston. Okay, I like that one. Okay. That's good.
KD.
Yep.
Yeah, KD to Houston.
Kevin Durant, yep.
They got something cooking down there, man.
As long as he can play, let's just say 70 games in a year, 75 games a year.
Yeah. How many do you sit him down though? Like,
I know they do that nowadays, right? And that's true. But as long as he's not just playing 50, 60 games, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
Desmond Bane to Orlando.
Okay. Not bad, I guess.
A bunch of trades this year, huh?
Yeah.
Did you see Paolo signed a 5-year, $287 million rookie extension, the rookie max?
With the Magic? No, I didn't see that. I like that signing.
287.
Yeah. Well, the money to these teams anymore is getting ridiculous. So, why not sign him for five more years?
Listen,
absolutely.
he potentially could be one of the top players, the top two or three players in the league in about 4 years. Not even 4 years, maybe 3 years. Maybe next year.
And that's a team that's on the cusp.
Oh, yeah. They're right there. Yeah. I thought they were actually going to give the Celtics a little more problems than they did this year. And it was the first round. And they did, actually. Yeah. Those were close games. No, he's a talent.
Yeah, I like
talent,
that.
Talent. Now, Drew Holiday for Simons, Anthony Simons.
Yeah, we know we talked about that a little bit. Celtics lose a lot in defense with that.
Yeah.
Maybe gain a little in offense.
Did you see what came of that today? What happened today?
No, I missed that.
So, Holiday shows up, does his physical, and they find all kinds of things wrong with him. So, Portland goes back and says, either we're not doing this, or we want our 2 second-round picks back.
Yeah, that can happen.
That did happen.
And it did happen, yeah. There you go.
So, it was a straight-up swap.
Oh, straight up swap for the players, so no return picks. Of the players, nothing.
No
so,
picks. Like
it so was, Holiday still stays with the Bucks.
Oh, they're staying.
Where he went.
But now Portland doesn't Portland doesn't have to give up 2 picks now.
Okay.
So it's just a straight up player for
player. So player for player.
Yeah.
See, because I think, too, if somebody fails a physical, they can void that whole trade.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Apparently they're going to stay with Holiday. Okay.
Yep. Where does... how about Norm Powell to the Heat?
Norman Powell to the Heat. I don't know if that puts the Heat over the top or anything.
Yeah,
but
yeah, he had a very good year. He had an All-Star year. I don't think he made the All-Star team, but it was.
I don't remember.
It was a conversation because he had a heck of a season.
Well, maybe their seeding will be a little bit better this year. Who knows? Yeah.
Does it matter where Dame goes? Does he move the needle for anybody? I mean, he's out a year, right? Is he out a year or he'll be back?
Yeah, because he tore that pretty late, didn't he? He tore it in the playoffs.
Well, they announced Halliburton's gone out.
Which is too bad.
Tatum's gone out. Those guys are out for the year.
Crazy, yeah.
But does where he goes matter?
Maybe. I mean, he's if he can come back 100% and play, as they like to say, on the back of his basketball card, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he could do something for us. I know the Knicks have always been interested in him.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Are you just saying that because the rumor is that the Celtics are...
Celtics interested. Yeah. No, I see. I didn't hear that either. But
rumor. That's coming from Celtics people.
Yeah, the last few years, every time comes the trade deadline or offseason, the Knicks are always talking about it. It just depends on what the Knicks want to give up for him.
Yeah.
But if he would fit in nicely with either team,
yeah,
especially after what the Celtics are getting rid of.
He fits everywhere, to be honest with you. His style of play. I mean, he's got to have the ball in his hands to score, obviously, and that's where he excels. But he's also a veteran that can help a team in a lot of ways. So, but he's getting paid. His money's guaranteed from the Bucks anyway. So he is living the life right now. But hopefully he gets healthy and gets a couple more years out of his – and then the crystal ball for next year – where do you think Giannis ends up?
Well, if Milwaukee's smart, they'll stay right in Milwaukee.
Yeah. I don't think they are.
It's tough to get rid of guys like that. And teams do. Teams get rid of
guys. It's tough to keep guys like that.
And it is. But I mean, he
got one championship out of it.
Yeah, which good for them, right? And right now, let's just say Lillard's not there.
Yeah.
And you get rid of Giannis. Now, where do you go? Who do you got? What do you do now?
Yeah. Well, you'll get a lot for Giannis. You'll get massive.
You get some picks. It's all money, and it's all got to fit into the cap, right, with the NBA.
Right.
So that's where it gets tricky for these teams. They got to figure out the money situation
with
all of this. Yeah.
All right. Next one. 8 Power 5 schools, college schools. There's 8 of them that have a color in their name.
Red Storm. Does that count? St. John's? Storm?
Maybe there's 9 then. I didn't have them.
Dad's going to, you know the next one that I'm saying, Dad's going to be, how did you not lead with them? But, the Syracuse Orange.
The Orange, yeah. That's an easy one.
The Duke Blue Devils.
Yeah. Look at them. Out of the box.
Yeah. That's probably Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets.
There you go. Boom. Cooking with gas here. You're flying.
I think I hit a speed bump. No,
they're all big programs. They're big programs. One's maybe a little smaller, but we'll see if you can get one or two more. Then I'll nudge you along.
Well, let's see. Well, Ivy's not considered a big. They're not considered Power 5. So, the Texas Tech Are they the Red Raiders, Texas Tech?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
There we go.
Ferris, I don't know if you're still on, but what's up, buddy, man? Nice to see you on the. Nice to see your name pop up. Texas Tech. Yeah, that's a good one. Red Raiders.
Oh, I got four more.
Got four more. I think you. I mean, a little bit of basketball, but these are football. Good.
Football okay, schools. Yeah. So I was thinking like Evansville Purple Aces, but they're not big. I don't even know if that's their power five. I think that's their nickname, but they're not Power Five.
But I like okay.
Alabama Crimson Tide. Does that count? There you go.
Alabama.
So that counts. Okay.
You got three to go. Look at him. He's. I mean, hey, that's impressive. You tell me when you want help. You tell me when you want help. I got the answers. I got the answers to the test right here. That's what Coach Mike saying right there.
Yeah.
Give these players the answers to the test. What they do with it, it's up to them.
Okay.
Coach Mike Lee, Hall of Famer.
Coach Mike Lee, great guy.
Yep.
Great guy.
You got one school in California.
Oh. Marquette Golden Eagles. Does that count? Oh, that's not a color, though. Golden's not a color. I guess it would be gold. Yeah, golden.
We're going to count it.
And they're the Eagles, too. Because, they got a couple nicknames over there.
Because there's a couple other schools with golden.
Really? I don't think that's the only one I know. I think they're the golden warrior, whatever they are.
I don't know.
Is that right with Marquette? Yeah, they got a few nicknames over there that go
by. Yeah, right. Georgia Tech does too, right? The Ramblin' Wreck. Isn't the football team Ramblin' Wreck and everybody else is the Yellow Jackets?
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got two other Goldens.
Creighton Blue Jays. Right?
Because they're adding to the list.
It's the Big East. St. John's and Creighton Big East.
Blue Jays. Look at this. You've added three to the list. I was only looking for eight. You're going for 11.
Golden.
Two of them.
I'm trying to think golden here.
There's one in California.
Oh, the California Golden Bears.
There it is. Boom. Cal. I mean, I couldn't give you a better hint. The one in California.
Cardinal's not a color, is it? Stanford Cardinal is not a color.
Got one left.
I got one left. Oh, yeah, shoot. Yeah. Really?
And it's a golden. I'm sorry. There's two. One in the Northeast region. It's a little bit lower school. I don't think you'll get this one. It's in New Jersey.
Oh, there's some teams in Jersey. You got Rutgers Scarlet Knights.
There it is.
That's what you're thinking. Yep. Okay. Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Okay.
Big East. Last one. Last one.
Let me see.
My shoe's falling apart. Underarm, I'm going to need some new shoes. My heel, I'm trying the old Kelsey Plum.
Kelsey Plum.
Underarm, I'm going to need some new daily walking shoes. Please. Let's see.
We got
one
left with a name or a color, name of a color.
They're the golden
blue hands, but no, okay.
It's golden. This is golden.
Golden. Okay.
And then an animal name, golden. Starts with a G.
Starts with a G. What conference?
Oof.
Okay.
I mean, I want to say, I don't even know. Honestly, I'm going to be honest. I don't even know the conference.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Anymore. They're so wacky. I don't know where they are.
You're right about that, Dan. Trying to keep up with these teams.
Big 10? I don't know.
You know what? That's fair. You're right. The way they've done these conferences lately.
And plus, they're not a huge basketball program. They're a nice basketball program, but not a huge basketball program. So for football, I don't know that if I'm flipping around the TV and they're playing, I don't know that I'm going to stick around and watch it.
I don't think I can get that one right now.
Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Ah, there it is. You're right.
The Golden Gophers. Yep.
Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Boom. How about that?
Yep.
I did a little last couple of days I've been doing kind of like the coach's corner, but I just do it in a camera real quick as I'm walking.
Yeah.
And today's was your next move matters more than your last mistake. And sent it out to the team. Your next move, and it doesn't have to be basketball related. Your next move matters more than your last mistake. So trying to get these guys to understand that, you know, everybody makes mistakes in life. Everybody makes mistakes in, what is it called? In sports and at your job and your relationships. There's mistakes all the time. Some are big, some are small. But what you do next is what the most important thing is. So I thought that was a pretty cool one that we fired off today.
No, it was good.
And get some pretty good feedback on the social media platforms. It goes out on like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I saw, speaking of TikTok, they had Magic Johnson on, and they said, "Who's your all-time five?" Did you see that?
I saw a buddy of mine, Steve in Tennessee, actually sent me that one. Yeah, he sent me that. Yep.
Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, this is a different one then. Okay, let me...
I think it was just filmed last night. Oh, yesterday.
Oh, this is a different one then with Magic Johnson. So okay, go ahead.
He said, "I'll take myself off the list, but I'm the best point guard." Okay. He pretty much said that. He said, "I'm putting Isaiah at the one. I'm putting MJ at the two. I'm putting Larry at the three. I'm putting Tim Duncan at the four and Kareem at the five."
Okay, yeah, maybe it wasn't Magic's that I was sent, but okay, that's a good one.
And the guy who was interviewing him said, "No Shaq?" He said, when Shaq was at his prime, and he cut him off, he said, "When Kareem was at his prime is what you should be saying."
Yeah.
Right hand, left hand, 18 feet out, 2 feet out, defense. He's like, "I don't want to hear about how physically dominant he couldn't match up." He's like, "I love Shaq. Trust me." He's like, "I'm a big Shaq fan. I love Shaq. But at their peak," everybody always says, "at his peak, Shaq." He's like, "At his peak, Kareem."
Kareem, yeah.
And then he talked a little bit about Steph Curry. They were like, "Steph Curry?" He goes, "Steph Curry's a great shooter, but he has a long way to go to be considered one of the best point guards." It's pretty interesting to hear him say that because, you know, Steph isn't really a point guard. I don't know why he always gets lumped in. Is it because of his size?
Size, maybe.
Yeah, interesting.
See, Magic's going to take Isaiah, him and Isaiah are close, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I agree. Magic in there, if he puts himself in there, I agree with the four of them. Who did who you said he had? He had Bird, Jabbar, Michael,
Tim Duncan.
Okay, yep. See, I've always been a big Moses Malone fan.
Really?
At the four, just from when he retired, he was right up there with points scored, rebounding, right? He was a beast.
Numbers don't lie.
And that's where I always went with the four spot.
Yeah.
Bird, Magic, Michael, Jabbar, Moses. That was always my five.
Well, we're going to go 10. We're going to blind rank. Ready?
Yep.
This is an interesting one. I like this one. I know I'm always so NBA heavy because I'm NBA heavy. Blind ranking the top lefties in the history.
I gotta remember some lefties here.
I'll let you pick one right off the bat.
Chris Mullin.
Chris Mullin. That's the first one. Where you want to put him?
Let's go two. Just in case I'm forgetting somebody. All right. Oh, yeah. You know, in my mind, I'm thinking I gotta come up with these lefties.
No, I'm gonna give them to you. I got him.
There we go.
I got him right here.
You got me. There we go.
Nick Van Exel.
Nicky Van 8.
Tricky Nick.
Yep.
All right, done. Kenny Anderson.
7.
He's a New York guy.
Yep.
Georgia Tech.
Which Syracuse thought they were going to have until Bobby Kremen stepped right in. Yeah. We mentioned that before.
Oh, yeah. That's a great story. Tony Kukoc.
Kukoc. Okay, let's throw him right in the middle at 5 for right now. Forget that he was a lefty.
James Harden. I know how you feel, but this is a very limited list.
6.
6.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas, who played for the Celtics, Isaiah Thomas.
No, this is the original, isn't
it? No, he was a righty.
He was a righty?
The one that Magic just put in as point guard from Detroit, he was a righty.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Isaiah Thomas the 2nd.
9.
9. Chris Bosh. Wow. You got 1, 3, 4, and 10.
I was always whatever about him, too, and I know if he got his props. Tough for me to put him 4. I don't know who's coming. Gosh. Throw him 10. See, I should have put Van Exel at 9 or 10.
Bosh, 10. Okay. David Robinson.
Yeah, there we go, number 1. There we go.
The Admiral.
Yes.
All right. We got 2 left. You got 3 and 4. Lamar Odom.
4.
I think he would have been deeper.
Just, yeah, if he came up earlier, yes, probably.
And the last one at number 3 is Manu Ginobili.
Manu, yeah, we could throw him 3. Yeah, definitely ahead of Odom, yeah.
There go the boys.
The boys are hooping.
So you got David Robinson, Chris Mullin.
I like that right there.
Manu.
That's fine.
Lamar.
Okay.
Who would you put ahead of him? Maybe Kukoc, maybe Harden.
Bobby Kukoc and Harden, you're right.
Kenny Anderson. It gets a little tricky
maybe,
there.
Yeah.
Then you go Kukoc, Harden, Kenny Anderson, Nick Van Exel, Isaiah Thomas the 2nd, and Chris Bosh.
I'd probably move Bosh ahead of the bottom. I'd probably put him ahead of Isaiah Thomas the 2nd and Van Exel.
Van Exel, so you got Bosh at 8. Yeah, that's a good
I'd
one.
I'd put him ahead of those two.
And then Lamar probably down at like 6 or 7. Yeah, I know. I saw a little list on lefties, and I could name about 4 people. I kind of named the same ones you did. I knew Harden right away.
Yeah.
I remembered Ginobili. Obviously, Chris Mullin is, I think he's probably one of the most famous lefties. Yeah. And Kukoc, I remembered. And then the rest I went and kind of looked up.
And I know Bosh got a lot of props, and he's probably better than Odom, but Bosh won his championships. So.
He did. He got his championships, and he had a nice career up in Toronto before that. And, and all that. But that's a good list. That's some hoopers there, man. That's a heck of a team. You put David at the 5, and you got Mully shooting the, I don't know, the 3. Was he the 2 or the 3? I know you don't want Harden. Harden, Manu, Kukoc. That's a tough team. Well,
the top 2 guys are dream teamers, right?
Yeah. Two of them are dream teamers. Yeah. And Tony Kukoc played against the dream
team. Played against him, right.
Wasn't his best day. Wasn't his best moment.
Yeah.
Before we get into the last thing, I kind of mentioned it early, is, so I just wrapped up a fast.
Yeah.
And I usually fast every Monday. But I extended it till Tuesday today. Whew, going through it. I don't know if people out there fast.
It's a lot of hours.
It's a lot of hours. And usually I do anywhere from, 34 to 60 hours. But I think this one hit me. It's still hitting me, even though I just ate this. It's going to take me a minute to get my bearings. I worked out a lot Sunday, sweat in the hot gym, 2.5 hours. I'm 53 years old. What am I doing? I'm out there hooping. And then, of course, I'm sitting in the hot tub. I didn't do the hot tub last night because I probably would have keeled over if I went in the hot tub last night. I was so I was so zapped of energy. Like you said, got to keep your water going. But, you had a little a forced fast.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. It's tough to not eat food.
It's tough. You can't eat what you're used to eating. What you used to eat now is not good for you, not doesn't sit well with you. It's just part of where we are, right? It's part of what happens. But But you know what, though?
I'm doing mine on purpose.
And you're doing yours on purpose. But you know what, too? When there are certain foods that we can no longer eat, it's good for us.
Yeah.
You know, because we've been eating junk and garbage forever.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's weight loss is for me, you know, I grew up super thin, really skinny. My metabolism was a billion percent.
Right there with you.
And it didn't hit me till I would say probably mid-30s where it started to slow down. And then probably mid to late 40s is when I stopped exercising as much, stopped playing as much. I was playing 4 or 5 days a week.
Yeah.
No matter where I lived, I was playing a lot of basketball. So, and then it kind of hit me, but I'm at a good weight. Actually, this morning I was 211.8 on the scale,
okay,
which is the lowest I've been in probably about 2 years, maybe longer. I was trying to figure that out with Julie. There's a potential of a little late summer vacation for Julie and I. So
okay, good.
Trying to find my beach body. I can't find it, man.
Well, that's all right.
It's hide and go seek. Where is it? Yeah. I remember what it used to look like. I used to have little mini abs at one point. I mean, back in the day when I was young and skinny and
it's what boom. Happens.
There it goes.
Well, at least with you know you're tall, so you know you got some good size to you. So 200, 210, that's not bad.
No,
you know what I mean. That's good for you. And
it's kind of a number I like. I don't have a number. I like 208 healthy, not fasting, but 208 when I feel well is good. 205, 208 is a really good number for me. I'm bouncy. I can move. I'm quick. I can play still. When I start getting into the 220s and 230s, man.
Oh, you feel it.
Absolutely. Wake up feeling it.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy with where I'm at right now. But, man, that fast kicked me in the face. I'm still a little disconnected right now. I had Coach P run our stuff yesterday here at the basketball little workout thing. And after we circled the team up, and I was like, listen, I apologize for not being here, like not being engaged, because usually I'm the loudest in the gym and let's go, good job, blah, blah. Man, I couldn't even focus last night. And so I apologized. I said, hey, listen, I had a 12-hour day here at work, had some interviews and then all, you know, late night basketball. And I said, I haven't eaten since Sunday. And they're all like, what are you doing, coach? most of them know that I usually fast on Mondays. Yeah. But yeah, man, it's – You gotta listen to your body a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And right now my body is telling me, eat some more food, drink some more water, and
it's nothing a brownie and some ice cream can't take care of.
And you know the sugar, that's kind of the pick me back up.
Yeah.
But I'm also trying to find the balance of being healthy. Is trying not to have too much salt, too much sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
I just had my annual physical stuff. And I'm very happy with the results.
Good.
The best in a lot of years.
Wow, glad to hear it.
Cholesterol's actually decent.
Good.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I think it's more hereditary than what I eat. And my doctor agrees with that. I had a heart calcium score. I don't know if anybody's ever had that, but basically it scores how much plaque you have in your arteries. Yeah. That's a problem for me because I eat a lot of seafood, which is a lot of butter.
Yeah.
And that's a big buildup.
Rich.
Very rich. But it came back perfect at a zero, which I had one probably 8 years ago and it was a zero. Uh-huh. So I'm like, if it's a zero again, that'll be, to me, I'd be shocked. It came back a zero. So I'm
good.
Thankful for that. And everything else is pretty good. I was a little low on vitamin D a couple of years ago, but I just don't go out in the sun that much. I'm more worried about my skin stuff than I am anything else.
Drink some milk, get a vitamin D pill. That's all.
They are right there.
Yeah, there you go.
Two a day. See? Boom. Sit right on the desk.
Perfect.
Can't screw it up.
Perfect.
So last thing here. What do we got for time? Where are we at? Oh, yeah. We got 10 minutes. Were you going to build the perfect NBA player of all time?
Mm.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some guidelines.
Yeah.
Vision.
Ooh, magic.
Magic. Who would be a close second?
Maybe Stockton.
Ooh, yeah, Stockton. That's a real good one.
Maybe Nash.
Yeah. Shooting.
Cousy. Shooting.
One player, NBA history, to build the perfect NBA player.
The shot. Tough to deny Jordan on that, right?
Yeah, what? Shooting?
Well, hold on here. He just made so many big shots.
Yeah. I will tell you that what you just said is going to be a category.
You know, we're going to go Curry. How about that?
Yeah. You'll see what I'm talking about at the end of the...
I'd like to go Larry Bird, but we talked about Curry before, right?
Oh, yeah.
With Curry and Bird when it came down to it.
I think Curry is the best shooter of all time, period, end of story.
Okay.
I honestly don't think anybody's close.
Okay.
I just don't. All right. Dunking.
You're going to think I'm nuts on this, but you know who came to my mind first?
Who? Say it.
Daryl Dawkins. Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder.
Daryl...
Boy, he dunked with authority, didn't he?
Oh, he put it back on the numbers. Yeah. He's the one that named all his dunks, right?
I think so, yeah.
But he used to put it back on the numbers. Boom.
Years
ago when I could bounce a little bit, that was my – I could put it – tap it off my back before.
Yeah, he was.
Because you know you're really getting a good extension if you do that.
I think he broke some glass before,
He broke
too.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Daryl Dawkins. That's a good one. Shot blocking ability. The perfect NBA player.
Wow. Shot blocking. You know what?
Strawberry lemonade is excellent.
How about Hakeem Olajuwon?
Ooh, the dream.
The dream. We'll stick on the nickname theme here.
Right? Now, this is where I was kind of going. Killer instinct.
Man, Jordan.
Jordan. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Just what they say he did in practice alone, right? Crazy. Yeah.
Well, I would say that there's a couple names you could say. Obviously, Kobe with the black mamba.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Newer players, I think... What's his name in Minnesota is... He's starting to... Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
He's starting to create a little buzz about his killer instincts. He's pretty good. Steph Curry's killer instincts.
Oh, yeah.
But Jordan's, seriously, it's not close. Fundamentals, straight up fundamentals.
You know, first one that came to my mind.
Yeah.
And he's got to be in there somewhere if you're building a perfect player.
Yeah.
It's Larry Bird.
Okay.
And people are going to think I'm crazy, but you just watch the highlights with his passing.
Yeah.
How he got in there for rebounds.
Yeah.
For a guy that they said was slow and couldn't jump. He did everything.
Yeah.
Shot, he could shoot.
Yeah, what's Tim Duncan's nickname?
Tim Duncan, he's the big fundamental.
The big fundamental.
Big fundamental.
I thought for sure that would click first. Yeah. You're not wrong with Larry. I think Larry fundamentally is extremely sound.
He's got to be in there somewhere if we're building a perfect basketball player.
Intimidation factor. Who's the NBA intimidator? You had a couple with the Knicks. A couple with Portland.
Oh, I see what I was thinking of.
I'm talking.
You're talking more like an enforcer.
Yes.
Okay, because when I'm thinking intimidated, if I'm guarding you and I know you're Jordan, man, I'm intimidated. Yeah. I'm intimidated, right? Okay, so you're going that route.
Yeah, you need an intimidator.
who do you write? There was a couple with the Knicks. Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason.
Anthony Mason, yeah.
You can even say Rodman, right, too.
Yeah, Rodman's definitely an intimidator. KG.
KG, even Moses Malone. Wow. I would... Wow, it's going to be one of those two, Knicks, Oakley, or Mason.
Yeah.
I'll say Oakley, longer career.
The oak tree.
And I seen him in action live, so he's pretty intense.
Yeah.
I actually kind of met him.
Yeah.
I was in his presence once. He's, okay. Yeah, he could be.
Rebounding.
See now. We just talked about Moses and his rebound. If you're going to build a perfect ball player, you got to have Jabbar in there.
Okay. I thought you were going to go Rodman.
Jabbar. He retired as the all-time leading rebounder, Jabbar,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I know, sure. He played a lot of years. I get it.
Yep.
Jabbar was just, for the younger people, I don't know if they really understand Jabbar's career.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if they could just go back and look at some film, look at some tape, look at some games.
Yeah.
Just look at the numbers.
Yeah.
And look what he did in high school, college, pro. Probably he might be the best at all three levels.
Yep.
If you combine all three, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right, last two, IQ.
Yeah, wow, there's a lot you can go there. Basketball IQ. Ooh.
Oh, I'm sorry, there's two more.
We already used just about all the
You can use another one if you want to.
Can't use the same guy twice. Nah, well.
There's plenty of players out there.
Let's go Kobe IQ. Kobe, I know he studied and loved the game of basketball like most of them, right?
Defense. Haven't hit that one yet.
But a lot of great defenders. Ooh. Jeez. Man, there's been a lot of great defenders, man.
The best basketball player built. Who are you taking defense from?
Wow. That's a good one, Dan.
I stumped them, folks.
Defense. Well, I don't know. Let's just...
think of defensive player of the years.
Trying to. I mean, one that came to mind was David Robinson. I mean, he was a shot blocker. He did win defensive players. So did Duncan.
Yeah.
Right? They won defensive players of the year. Jordan did too, of course.
Yeah.
Sure, there's got to be some great ones.
Rudy Gobert.
There's got to be some great ones that I'm forgetting about, of course.
Defensive, Mutombo would have to be up
there. Mutombo's a great shot blocker.
Obviously, Jordan.
Rodman won some great defensive. He won some defensive awards.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm trying to think who can defend at all three levels.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? But, I'm sure I'm forgetting a ton of people for this one.
It's all right. Throw somebody out there.
Man, just stay with David Robinson for right now.
Robinson.
I'm sure there's got to be juice.
Yeah. And then the last one is passing.
Passing. Go Stockton on that one.
It's kind of like vision, I guess.
Yeah. Or Walt Clyde Frazier.
So here's your ultimate NBA player.
Yep.
Vision, Magic. Yep. Passing, Stockton. Shooting, Curry. Dunking, Daryl Dawkins. Shot blocking, Hakeem the Dream. Defense, David Robinson. Rebounder, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. IQ, Kobe. Intimidation, Oakley. Fundamentals, Bird. Killer Instinct, Jordan.
Can you tell what era we're in?
I can tell what era we're in, and I can tell you that they are all either in the Hall of Fame or, I mean, obviously Curry's not. So
he will be.
What's pretty interesting is you only have one current player in there.
Curry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So LeBron doesn't check any of those lists as the person, huh?
He does, but maybe not at the top of any
not
of those.
Not at the top. Yeah, yeah. Who else is?
Man, somebody's looking for a foul all the time. Yeah, throw LeBron on there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Rebounders. But, I'm trying to think. There's no like elite rebounders right now like there used to be.
No.
Like go out and get 30. Like you said, Rodman will go have 37 rebounds and 0 points.
Yeah.
Just a professional rebounder and a great defender.
Sure, there's some shot blockers I'm forgetting too. I mean, Jabbar was a great shot blocker too.
Well, shot blocker, yeah. Again, you can go Mutombo, you can Mutombo. Go, you could go
Patrick
Theo
Ewing.
Ratliff, yeah. And he's not the greatest of all time by any
but he
means,
got
but.
His share, just like Ewing got his share of
Ewing
block
got,
shots.
Yeah, Ewing did.
You know.
Robert Parrish was never really a shot blocker. I'm trying to think back into that age.
He was, I mean, but Robert Parrish, I mean, he's obviously a Hall of Famer. He was good, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good player you made up there. And you got all the names of the Power Five schools with colors plus three. That's a first. Yeah, you added to the list.
Forgot about the Golden Gophers, but yeah.
Minnesota Golden Gophers. Yeah. Good stuff. Anything cooking this week?
No. We're past the 4th of July, right? Yep. That weekend.
Weather's going to start getting a little bit hotter this week.
Get a little We've been hotter. Lucky.
We have been lucky driving in the morning, man. It's been beautiful for July.
What was it? Yesterday, what, last year, July 7th, we had the all-time record of 120.
120, yeah.
I think it was like yesterday for the 7th, yesterday. 104, 105, 106. So significantly lower than last year, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going with the flow this week. See what happens. Yep. See what happens at work. Summer's usually slow anyways for us, but we'll see. Yeah. See what happens this weekend.
Yep.
And see how the week goes. Yeah. Nothing planned. Yep.
We have CJ Watson's camp here coming up. He does his foundation's called the Quiet Storm.
Good.
10-year NBA vet, and we help him out every year. A couple players will go help and do the camp for 3 days.
Good.
Depending on my schedule, I'll pop in if I can. And he always does a fantastic job in the local community. Really good camp for at-risk youth.
That's awesome.
He does a fantastic job, and his parents and his whole Quiet Storm staff. So
he's a local kid.
Local kid. Played at Bishop Gorman, went to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Played
in the
quite
NBA.
A few teams in the NBA. Had a nice career. And a great person. His daughter actually is one of the top volleyball players in the country.
Okay. Very
nice. She plays on the, I think, on like the U-17 or U-18 national team. And she's a heck of a player. I've got to see some of her highlights. We got that cooking and trying to, you know, July is that month with basketball. Get in the gym a little bit here and there and kind of rest, relax, try to catch your breath before August comes, because then away we go. Late August, it just hits like a bomb. So, well, thank everybody for tuning in.
Thank you.
Hopefully next week, maybe next week or the week after, we're going to try to set up Twitch. And what will be cool for us as the hosts is we'll be able to see with that TV, we'll be able to see the comments live. Which is kind of the goal. So we can see who's on. We can kind of interact a little
bit
more.
Yeah.
So that's the goal for next week. But thanks for tuning in. Episode 40 of the Dudu and Foo Show. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
See ya.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.